Kabir says, I said to the wanting creature inside me, what is this river you want to cross? There are no travelers on the river road, and no road. Do you see anyone moving about on that bank or resting? There is no river at all, and no boat, and no boatsman. There is no tow rope either, and no one to pull it. There is no ground, no sky, no time, no bank. And there is no body, and no mind. Do you believe there is some place that will make the soul less thirsty? In that great absence, you will find nothing. Be strong then, and enter into your own body. There you have a solid place for your feet. Think about it carefully. Do not go anywhere else. Kabir says this, just throw away all the thoughts and all your imaginary things and stand firm in that which you are. Stand firm in that which you are. And that which you are can only be here, now. So stop. Be here, now. Rest. Come back. Be. Be rooted in yourself. Drop all your dreamings. Always come back. Be aware of your mind, how it pulls you away from the moment. How there is always a tomorrow. But it is here. It is now. Everything else is just nonsense. Be careful, don't get involved in it. It's very easy to get pulled away, to get involved. Be aware what you get involved in. See things as they are. I said to the wanting creature inside me, says Kabir, what is this river you want to cross? Who is the wanting creature inside you? It's your unconsciousness, it's your mind, it's your desires, it is your fantasies. Kabir calls it the wanting creature, the wanting monster. Always wants something to take you away from yourself. Most people are not aware of this. They think that they are this wanting creature. The beginning of the search is to realize, what is this that always takes me away? That I can never just stop and be. I said to this wanting creature inside me, what is this river you want to cross? Where is it you want to go? What is wrong with now? What is wrong with here? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to escape? enough is enough. This is the dawning of intelligence. No more excuses. Start questioning yourself. Where am I going? What am I doing? And remember, many times when you come close, it's a deep need to escape. And we all have escaped many, many times. Because it's much easier to live unconscious than to live conscious. What is this river you want to cross? There are no travelers on the river road and no road. Do you see anyone moving about on that bank or resting? He's saying it's just a desert. It's just ghosts. If you see something, it's just ghosts. It's not real. And what is better on the other side? In all the traditions of the world, they have this saying, the grass is greener on the other side. What is wrong with the grass on this side of the fence? Look at the stupidity of the mind. You have a fence over a green field, and then everybody wants to cross it. Why? Maybe it's better. It's the same grass. It's the same earth. It's the same sun that shines on it. Relax. Let things be as they are. There is no tow rope either, and no one to pull it. There is no ground, no sky, no time, no bank. He goes on. It's no nothing. Stop this nonsense. Whatever excuse you have, stop. Stop and see. That is what satsang is a stopping place. Stop and see what you are doing to your life. No, the journey is not out, it's coming back. And that you can only do when you stop and come back to your heart, back to your center, back to yourself. But it's almost impossible to stop. And there is no body and no mind. But that you only see when you stop. Do you believe there is some place that will make you the soul less thirsty? In that great absence, you will find nothing. Do you still believe there is somewhere else? The whole universe is in you. Be strong then and enter your own body. And that's what they always have said, you need courage. You need to be like a warrior. You need to be single-pointed. You can't let anybody stop you. And everything on the outside, with other people's projections and your own projection, will try to pull you back. That's why you have to be strong. Fear has nothing to do there. Only courage. Only single-pointedness. Only dedication. Not listening to those who are asleep. That is the worst for somebody who is trying to wake up. Don't get involved in the sleepy ones. You want to wake up. Be strong then and enter your own body. There you have a solid place for your feet. And it should be very easy. But everybody has forgotten. You have been far away for so long that it's very difficult to come back to yourself. To explore your inner mysteries. It's much easier to be anywhere else. Because that is just dreaming. Kabir reminds you, come back, enter your own body. You don't need to go anywhere. Be strong. It's not for the weak. And weak, he means with those with a wavering mind, who is still too full of dreams and fantasies and ideas and projections. Be strong. Be dedicated. Look at your target. Otherwise, you will miss. Think about it carefully. Don't go off somewhere else. And that is the whole essence of meditation. Don't go anywhere else. Stay here. Again and again, come back. Feeling your body. Being aware of your breath. Feeling your heart. Being aware of the sounds. Anything that brings you back into the moment. So you start learning, deprogramming yourself more and more to be here now. Then a whole different reality, a whole different life starts because all your senses will be available till now, for this moment, instead of being diluted into 1,000 things that takes you away from this moment. Then you get really presence. Presence because you are present. Anybody who is not present cannot have a presence. They can only have an absence. That's why most people look very hollow. They are not really here. Their essence is not here. Be strong. Come back. Don't go off somewhere else. Kabir says this, just throw away all thoughts of imaginary things and stand firm in that which you are. Sounds very easy. Just throw off everything, all imaginary things, and stand firm in that which you are. Should be very easy. This is the whole teaching of all the mystics, explained in millions different ways. Just throw away all your imagination, all your dreams, all your fantasies, all your mind, and stand firm in that which you are. It's very strange, but because we are so deep habit of being away, it takes time. There is no other practice, really, of practicing this and that. The whole practice is just practicing being here and now. To be firm in yourself. To be unshakable in that which you are. Not be wishy-washy, not be fearful, not be doubtful. But solid. So not your own mind can shake it, and nothing on the outside. No minds on the outside can shake it. What is this river you want to cross? Kabir said. Luckily here we are on the right side of the river. That is the good thing here. It's one of the few places you're on the right side. And even if you go on that side, then it's also the right side.